Good afternoon. This is Jeremy Vivas, licensed agent with Providence in your care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
No, I was seeing something online about a grocery food card for people that have Medicare.
Got you. Okay, so they do go through the Medicare plans there, so we can definitely see if they're offered in your area. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
27606.
606. Okay. So let's check here for you. Okay. And all right. And now, of course, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know. You know, offer everybody in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 26 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov for 1-800-MEDICARE or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 571-364-2026?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay. And now, the next following question I have here for you, do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or maybe a social worker help?
No, myself.
Okay. And are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live
No.
with you? Okay.
No.
Perfect. All right. And now, of course, the next step right here for you is going to be your verification of your Part A and your Part B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
Hold on. Let me get it.
Not a problem.
All right, I got it.
All right. And now, of course, whenever you're ready, you can proceed with the numbers and letters right below your name, please.
7-8-7-5-G-P-1-C-X-9-3.
And just to make sure, is it C as in cat or V as in Victor?
C as in cat.
C as in cat. Okay. So let's see right here for you. Let's open that up here. And there it is. Okay. So I have Ms. Reed on the line, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So we have Ms. Reed on the line. And now, Ms. Reed, can you please confirm your date of birth now?
May 10th, 1984.
That is also correct in my system as well. Okay. And now, are we still residing at the address of 1212 Schwab Drive, Apartment D in Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So let's see here. Okay. Here. Okay, Part A and B are active. Part D is active as well. And it looks like, okay. All right. And now I do have a disclaimer here for you as well. Now, of course, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Reed?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see here. Okay. So let's double check here. So it looks like we may have lost our prescription drug plan in 2024. Is that correct?
Say that one more time.
Yes, your prescription drug plan right there. Seems you've lost it in February 29th, 2024. Is that correct?
I guess so. I don't remember that part.
Got you. Okay. Got you. So that was 24. So we may have lost that there. So let me see here. Okay. Okay. So the only time usually with the loss of those, have we had any end-stage renal disease or any cancer?
Yes, I'm on dialysis.
Okay, got you. Okay, so you're on dialysis. Okay, so we're on dialysis. Let's see here. Now, with that being said, right there, when you do, you're currently doing dialysis treatment at the moment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And now, when you do your dialysis there, right there, are you paying that 20% from that dialysis?
No, I have secondary insurance.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. And for your secondary, what is your secondary?
Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Blue Cross Blue Shield. Okay. And let's see here. And now for that one there, for your Blue Cross Blue Shield, because I'm not seeing it here under the Medicare plan there. Just you have that secondary there. Most likely that state run right there on that one. So let's see here. Blue Cross Blue Shield. And when did you receive that Blue Cross Blue Shield?
2024.
Okay. So that actually makes sense. Okay. So that makes a lot of sense. And it's still active, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got you. Okay. So to put in this perspective, this read right there, since you do have that Blue Cross Blue Shield and you've had it since 2024, any changes that you make here would, not even possibly, will definitely mess up your dialysis treatment there, especially since your Blue Cross is most likely a state-run one. So if you were to go into this program here, yeah, you would pretty much
end up... That's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay. Thank you, though. I just wanted to see because I've seen the thing about $1,200 help with food, so that's why I called.
Yeah, that is a thing there, but seeing how you're pretty much on dialysis and you have a state-run Blue Cross, that would mess up your dialysis 110%.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.